Italian investigators believe anarchists may be behind mail bombs that exploded at two Western embassies in Rome today. The incidents resemble a wave of attacks last month blamed on Greek anarchists that targeted European leaders and embassies in Athens. NPR's Silvia Poggioli has the latest from Rome.
Parcel bombs exploded first at the Swiss embassy and a few hours later at the Chilean mission. Italian police ordered checks at all embassies after a false alarm was also reported at the Ukrainian mission. Two people were wounded while opening the packages. The employee at the Swiss embassy has been hospitalized with serious hand wounds. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks. They came in a tense Italian political climate, heightened by Tuesday's discovery of a rudimentary device in a Rome subway car. Rome Mayor Gianni Alemanno said the parcel bombs are not linked to domestic events, but are part of a wave of terrorism.
These attacks have nothing to do with recent tensions in Rome and the false alarm in the subway. Investigators are following international leads.
The explosions also came at a time of heightened security fears in Europe following a recent suicide attack in Sweden. But analysts agree that early indications point to ultra-leftist groups rather than Islamic militants. And Italy's interior minister, Roberto Maroni, said investigators believe anarchists may be responsible. In fact, the Rome explosions bear a strong resemblance to an episode last month when the Greek anarchist group Conspiracy of Fire sent 14 parcel bombs to foreign embassies in Athens, as well as to French President Nicolas Sarkozy, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. European anarchists have a long tradition of using mail bombs. In 2003, Italian groups targeted the European Union with a series of letter bombs. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News. Rome.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.